Okay. My name is Courtney Rose. I'm 27 years old. Today is August 28th, I believe. And I'm speaking with my good friend, Magdy.
You're 27?
Yes.
I didn't know you were that old.
Is that a compliment or?
Yeah, of course it is.
We are recording this interview in our TC office in Washington, D.C., and we will go ahead and get started. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Magdy, what are you proudest of?
Gosh, broad question, but I think it's a very good question. I think one thing that I'm always proud of, or just at least happy to do, is anything that involves helping others just become a better version of themselves or just helping them succeed in life, whatever that might be. So I think developing others is just one of the things that gives me greatest joy, and just being able to see people like succeed, overcome some of the hurdles that they might have, etc. I also know that it's somewhat gratifying to see people be able to overcome certain hurdles that they have. And I only help in a very small way. I either will give them feedback, give them some sort of advice, etc. But anything that I can do to help a person develop and succeed and grow, in my mind, is one of the best things that, you know, I could possibly do for anyone. So I know I have an example of this at another company that I used to work for. I was basically a manager at the time, and there was this new person who just came to the company, and she was on my team. And so very bright, you know, she's very talented, had a lot of skill sets, but she just was horrible with interpersonal relationships. Like, she really, like, rubbed people the wrong way. I remember the first day, I think people wanted to come up and, like, talk with her and just introduce themselves. By the second day, they were all running the other way because they was just, like, she was just, like, had a really nasty attitude. She felt very entitled. Because she was really brilliant and smart, I think she came off as, like, very just, like, know-it-all and, like, kind of put the other people down for their thoughts, etc. So I had to pretty much talk with her pretty quickly about, like, hey, that's not exactly how we show up. And not only that, like, what are we doing? What you're doing right now is having a negative impact on others because of X, Y, and Z. So just, like, helping her realize that, I don't think she was used to ever hearing that before. I think kind of, like, opened her eyes. At first, she kind of shut down and didn't really, like, she's like, okay, you kind of just didn't hear her talking with people a little bit after that. But I think slowly she started learning how to, like, sort of interact with people in a more constructive way. And I don't think she herself quite changed internally that much in terms of really wanting to make sure that she interacts with people in the best way. But I think she just knew at some sort of level that she needed to change her approach with talking with people if she was going to get, you know, work done, or she was going to be able to interact with each other. So I think she was annoyed with me at first, and I think eventually she learned to respect the advice that I gave, and it was great seeing her develop and then be able to move on to another position that probably suited her a little bit more from the beginning. She was a big finance whiz, so we helped get her into a position that really suited her even more. So I was really happy to be just someone that just gave her any kind of advice or whatever I could, because I knew she wasn't really working out there at the beginning. So, I mean, I'm happy for her that she's moved on. She's been doing great things ever since. Like, she was already talented. I didn't do anything to help her with that. I think sometimes it's just the matter of just, like, helping them see how they impact others can make a big difference to somebody. So ever since then, I was just, like, really big on making sure that I give people feedback and just helping them become aware of, like, what they're doing.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. What are you most grateful for in your life?
Oh, gosh. You know what? It's interesting. So I don't think, I've never been, like, a very futuristic person where I could, like, look down the road and plan my life 5-10 years in advance. But I think I'm very grateful for the path that my life has taken regardless. I could have never planned things out even if I wanted to plan it up the way, you know, if I did try to plan it out. So I think just the fact that I was able to do certain things, and I've never been a big achiever type, but there have been times in my life where I was like, oh, I'm never going to be able to go to a school like Georgetown or Johns Hopkins or anything like that. And I was grateful that I was able to do both of those. And those are important, but I think the biggest things are just being able to adopt my two children. I don't think I, you know, especially the first child, because it was just so hard. The process was just like really difficult, and it just at times just didn't even look like we were even gonna able to complete the adoption, because it was just like all the hurdles and just the things that kept popping up over and over again. And I think the transition that I went through personally at the time was important as well, because I think it really prepared me for becoming a father. I think I was like pretty fearful of, like, you know, being a parent. But that whole process, as difficult as it was, I think made me want to become a parent even more. So I know that's a part of the path that somehow has happened and developed in front of me. I can't take any credit for it. I think certain things have just happened in my life that I'm grateful for, that I never could have been able to plan out, I think. So I think I'm just grateful for the things that have happened. Even being able to come into consulting, I know that might sound weird, but I think I just, there was a point I didn't even know anything about consulting. Literally, when I saw consulting, I thought of Office Space. I know everybody's seen that movie. So I thought it was like just some guys who go around firing people, or they just act like schmucks or whatever. So I thought that's what consulting was, or it was like maybe some IT consulting, because I knew a friend who did that. I didn't really understand this type of consulting. So just being able to like get into this through, you know, doing my OD degree, I think that was just like an amazing thing for me, because I had no idea this field even existed. And I'm so much happier doing this than some of the stuff that I was doing before. So I think, just to sum it up, just the path that I've been able to go down, I'm just grateful for, because I've never could have planned it, and somehow some great things have happened along the way.
Can you tell me about just someone, or maybe an event that has had a big influence on you and your life?
There was at the first company that I worked for, there was a man named Ben Jackson, and I always think about this guy. Very charismatic, very people-oriented, fun to be around. Everybody loved this guy's laugh. The only person that I could think of that had a laugh anything like him was like Yasmin. I mean, it's a different laugh, very different laugh, but just full and boisterous laugh, and people loved to be around him. And I really just admired everything about him. He had very religious man. It took like a lot of like, just like how he carried himself around people was like very inspiring for me. And I had a conversation with him one day. So we were in the finance department at the time, and he pretty much gave me a piece of advice: know your people, know your accounts. So paying attention to the people that you're working with their needs are, what their development needs are, what they want to be, all that stuff is just as important as knowing the work that you're actually doing. And I really took that literally from day one. So I've always, it really inspired me to really build relationships with people on the teams, know the people who I'm working with, and beyond that as well. It just really inspired me to make sure that I'm doing something called servant mentality. So I'm serving the people that are around me. And what I mean by that is I'm giving them what they need in order to succeed. So that could be me doing that as a leader, or just as a peer, or whatever that might be. So just really learned a lot from him. Very inspiring man in lots of ways. And I still think about him to this day. I think he's really had a huge effect on me. And I think his focus on just making sure that I build relationships with as many people as possible, and not just like surface relationships, but deep relationships as well. And use that to help that person. What can I do to help that person? How can they serve them? I think he's just had a tremendous influence and impact on me.
Wow. So. Okay. So.
Bonus question time.
Would you, can you tell me about some of like the most important lessons that you've learned?
In life?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. I think important lessons learned in life. I think I've had to overcome, I used to have a lot of like negative tension in myself when anything kind of any kind of importance was about to happen. So it could be just a meeting that, you know, might be important or whatever it is. I used to have a lot of like negative tension, like not negative because I'm like screaming and shouting. It's more like people could tell that I'm just like stressed about it. Like, so I think I've just learned to like really just be kind of like calm about it in the moment and just like just tell myself certain things, such as like, you've done this before, it's gonna be fine, and if it's not, you learn from it. And then also just realizing that that negative stress and tension in general is just absolutely not helping me. So it's kind of easier to let that go. And it took time to really like work on that. And I think any kind of like mindfulness, like techniques that you can think of, and there's a lot of them out there, any of that kind of helps. Anything that can take you out of like your mind at the moment and just like into your body, I think is a great way to sort of like release any kind of like negative stress and tension. Now I think in more general, I'm just like a lot more calm going into any kind of like meeting, etc. Because, you know, we facilitate all the time. So if I was like, if I carry that stress and tension with me all the time, you know, I'd probably be a nervous wreck. So I think I just learned how to release that and not carry it with me all the time. I guess cool. I hope that answers your question. I don't even know.
It totally does. Okay. Well, that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
What? All right. Awesome. Thanks so much, Court.